White House eyes July 4th deadline for Clarity Act passage. A White House crypto advisor says the administration is aiming for July 4 as the deadline to get the Clarity Act, the market structure bill, that would split crypto oversight between the SEC and CFTC, signed into law. The remarks were reported by Decrypt on May 7th and shared via the outlet's official X account. Senate Banking Committee markup is planned for this month, leaving roughly 4 working Senate weeks in June to lock in a final text. Crypto stocks rallied earlier in the week on growing Clarity Act optimism, with Circle climbing nearly 20% as traders priced in a faster legislative path. The July 4th target, if real, would be the most aggressive timeline floated yet for a bill that has been moving through Congress, in some form since 2024. A symbolic deadline tied to a real Senate calendar. July 4th is a holiday, not a legislative session day, so the practical target is Senate passage and reconciliation with the House version before the Independence Day recess. The Senate is scheduled to be in session for about 4 working weeks in June. Senate banking markup this month sets up floor consideration in early to mid-June, with a possible conference or amendment process before the recess begins. The House passed its version of the Clarity Act in 2025. The Senate text has been the bottleneck. A banking committee markup signals the bill has cleared at least the chair-level negotiation phase and is moving toward a vote out of committee. Inside the bill's regulatory split, Clarity would assign most digital commodity oversight to the CFTC and reserve securities classified tokens for the SEC, codifying a split that has so far been litigated case by case. It would also create registration paths for crypto exchanges and brokers under one of the two regulators, depending on the assets they list. For builders, the immediate effect would be reduced legal ambiguity around token launches and secondary market trading. For consumer-facing products, including crypto card issuers, custodians, and stablecoin platforms, a passed Clarity Act would make it easier for U.S. banks and broker-dealers to interact with the asset class without bespoke comfort letters. A recent Senate compromise version also added a ban on yield from stablecoin reserves, which has drawn pushback from issuers, but is one of the trade-offs negotiators appear willing to accept to clear a final vote. Market reaction has been muted so far. As of May 7, 2026, BTC is trading at $81,037, down 1.5% over 24 hours. ETH is at $2,335, off 3.1%. The Fear and Greed Index reads 50, neutral. The July 4th headline did not spark an immediate spot move, which suggests traders are pricing the deadline as aspirational rather than locked in. Past Clarity Act milestones, including the House passage and earlier Senate hearings, have already been partially absorbed by the market. The Circle rally earlier this week was a stock market reaction concentrated in equities exposed to U.S. regulatory clarity. Spot crypto prices have been more responsive to ETF flows and macro headlines, including oil prices and Iran negotiations, than to legislative optimism alone. Risk factors on the path to assigned bill Senate floor time in June will be contested. Appropriations and other priorities can crowd out a market structure bill, and the Clarity text still has live disagreements over the stablecoin yield language and on the boundary between commodity and security classifications. A failed vote in June would push the bill into the post-July recess window, and likely into the fall. If the deadline slips, the regulatory status quo holds. SEC enforcement actions continue against named tokens, CFTC retains derivatives oversight, and exchanges keep operating under the patchwork of state money transmitter licenses and case-by-case federal relief.